volume 2, four titles of Sri Desiga Stotramala are compiled. They are Sri Stuti, Bhu Stuti, Godha Stuti and Daya Satakam. Sri Stuti contains 25 slokas in praise of Lakshmi, the supreme goddess of wealth, prosperity and success. Sri Stuti is in praise of the goddess who is inseparable from the Lord, who is the queen, the mother who pleads with the Lord for the salvation of her children, the one who assists the Lord in accepting and honoring the act of self-surrender performed by the devotees. Swami Sri Desikan had divided the stotram into two parts, the first 12 slokas and the last 12 slokas, to describe her qualities. In an act of supreme devotion, Swami Sri Desikan has utilized the central sloka to crown her as the Sarvalokeshwari, meaning one who rules the entire world, and performed a Pattabhishekam for her. This sloka also recaps the essence of Sri Chatusloki, composed by Sri Yamuna Muni or Alavandar, on the importance of Sri or Goddess Mahalakshmi, which correlates to Brahma Sutra and Lakshmi Tantra. It is customary to repeat this sloka twice during recitation. In sloka 16, Swami Sri Desikan described the qualities of Goddess Mahalakshmi in granting prosperity. Swami Sri Desikan recited this sloka and requested Goddess Mahalakshmi to help a brahmachari. The brahmachari was instantly blessed with dhanam. This incident was painted on the walls of the Perundevi Thayar Sannidhi of Sri Kanchi Varadaraja Perumal Temple and can still be seen today. Swami Sri Desikan has described Sri as the divine spouse of Lord Narayana, and her greatness is beyond description. Sri Lakshmi and Narayana are together known as Divya Dampati or divine couple who create, protect and bless the world. As saviors, they are known as Saranya Dampati, and as rulers, they are known as Seshi Dampati. Lakshmi is worshipped in three forms, known as Kamya, Bhoga and Laya. In the Kamya form, she is installed in a separate shrine of a temple. In the Bhoga form, she is by the side of the Lord, residing in his shrine. In the Laya form, she adorns the right chest of the Lord and prevails upon him to show tolerance and forgiveness to all. She accompanies him in all of his incarnations. A mere glance by her is enough to make one rich, virtuous and pious. Swami Sri Desikan concludes with a palastuti that a mere reading of this stuti will dispel all the evils of the Kali Yuga and bring prosperity and peace.